The annual Squamish Mural Walk Festival returns on July 26 to 28 and is ready to brighten up both your weekend and downtown walls. The Downtown Squamish Business Improvement Association says 13 new murals will be added to the colorful display across the precinct, which already boasts over 30 art displays for locals and visitors to enjoy. A press release from the DSBIA reveals the best way to explore the free event is to take a stroll with the self-guided tour of the murals. Everybody is welcome to come by the tents at Stan Clark Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, July 26 to 28, to scan the QR code or collect a printed map. Then take the walk to see live mural installations taking place and visit the existing murals, DSBIA Executive Director Carrie Neal said, in a release. Over the festival weekend, we have introduced a guided tour each day at noon. Please sign up through our website. The lineup of the 2024 mural artists is being announced daily on the Downtown Squamish Instagram page with a number of returning artists and new talent on the program. Who will paint murals this year? Artist Jessa Gilbert is set to paint a temporary mural in Stan Clark Park, alongside Ciara Saylor, who will leave her mark on the back of August Jack Motel, and Scott Berkowski, a.k.a. Sleestack, who will brighten up the Sea to Sky School District building. Two new artists on the lineup that are ready to showcase their talents are international contemporary artist James Klinge, who specializes in hand-cut stencils and spray paint, and multi-award-winning artist Cassie Souche, whose work is a balance of structure and spontaneity. Open Street Day. Coinciding with the mural walk, Open Street Day is a day of local shopping with a twist. On Saturday, July 27, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., businesses on Cleveland Avenue will open their doors and bring their goods to the sidewalks for patrons to peruse while taking part in the self-guided mural walk. The DSBIA said the Open Street Day event aims to promote sustainable active transportation, community well-being, and social cohesion. By temporarily reallocating the streets from cars to people, we create an opportunity for residents to connect, explore, and envision the potential of Squamish as a more pedestrian-friendly and accessible place, the release said. Our Squamish Placemaking Society will have a free bike valet on Cleveland Avenue between Pemberton and Winnipeg Street, with visitors encouraged to travel downtown by foot, bike, skateboard, or scooter. Accessible parking will be available on Winnipeg Street, between Cleveland Avenue and 2nd Avenue, and additional parking is available at the Squamish Adventure Center. More details on the two events can be found on the Downtown Squamish Business Improvement Association website.